go to Bill in Toronto. He wants to talk about renaming a local park. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Yes, there's a park in downtown Toronto. It's called the Shooter Sumac Park. It's near Queen and River Street, and it's just been renovated, and our city councilor has decided that it needs a new name, and it's upsetting that he didn't consult the local community. There's several other names that really should be considered if someone were better informed about local history. And it's upsetting that no one was allowed to voice their opinion about this at community council. And the city also ignored its own property naming policy, as well as its own guiding principles for commemoration. So it's upsetting that here's another example of the city renaming a public facility without really proper consultation.
Seems to be like that with everything. Who's your city councilor?
City councilor is Chris Moyes.
Oh, yeah. That's his expertise, the renaming things. Do you know what the park is being renamed?
Yes. He's given the name Lewis March, who was an activist who was against gun violence throughout the city. And it's a good name, but I think there are other people who have been important in local history that should also be considered. It's just upsetting that there's no proper research of the history and understanding the insights of the community. He's just dictated that one name.
Well, it's interesting because there are supposed to be committees set up and consultation, but he's pretty good at circumventing that. And, you know, frankly, it sounds like Lewis March might be a better name than Sankofa. It is pretty appalling. And it's, you know, it's happening with renaming. It's happening with this whole issue of priority bus lanes that stand to ruin local neighborhood businesses. And people, you know, want to help transit move more efficiently, but they're saying, do it in rush hour. So it looks like consultation is not a very big item with this city administration. Bill, thanks for your call. And the other thing is, I mean, I know that there was talk about not naming things after people because, you know, you go fast forward a few decades and somebody who looked good back 20 years ago suddenly looks like a bad person. So, you know, maybe what is it, Shooter and Sumac? Maybe that's the way to go.
The neighborhood has a lot of history. Trafan Court was very active in the 1960s to ensure that the heritage houses here didn't get torn down. And Lewis March is a good name, but I really think that the councillor should talk to the neighborhood and consider some other names instead of rushing ahead.
Do we know who Shooter was? Because that's a street, right? But it presumably was named after someone.
Actually, previously, the street was called Sydenham Street, which was named after an individual. I'm not sure of the origin of the name Shooter Street.
Okay, well, at least Sumac is named after a bush, so you can't be against that.
Yep.
Okay, Bill, well, you keep on top of this and let us know if there is any follow-up on this. Has there been an actual renaming? I mean, has it happened? Are the signs changed or is just starting the process?
It was rubber stamped at City Council. It was approved on May 23. No discussion. It was voted 22-1, which is really unfortunate. Hopefully they will start listening to some people who are upset. We had a neighborhood meeting and had a good turnout of about 15 people, and we're hoping that the city council will reconsider and follow their own rules for naming facilities such as parks and squares.
Okay, well, Bill, you keep us apprised of that because that's an issue that we're very interested in, and I thank you very much for telling us about this.
Appreciate it. Hopefully we can get some more discussion about it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we are taking another break, and when we come back, we'll have more of your calls and your comments when we return.
Welcome.